Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler, and I am obsessed with helping small business owners, coaches, and consultants find their way to consistent revenue. Everyone I work with has a passion to use their talents to serve others. They just want to make an impact, yet they find themselves so often just running after business. Let's change that. Join us on Unstoppable Women in Business, where each episode we talk about how to create consistent revenue, make more money, and make more impact, all at the same time. One thing that I know for sure is that running your own business gives you choices, right? You have more choices around how you can spend your time, more than we would if we were in 9-to-5 jobs, right? I think we can agree on that. Most women say that they go into business to have more freedom. And sometimes I laugh when I hear that. There is freedom. There's definitely freedom, but there is also a certain amount of responsibility that comes along with it as well. But today we're going to explore the different ways we can approach our businesses in the summertime with a lens towards the fact that we do have choices and the freedom to choose how we want to experience this time of year. So grab a piña colada, sit back and relax as we explore three different approaches for success during the summer months on this episode of Unstoppable Women in Business. Yes, ma'am, it's summer. I love summer, and yet I kind of hate it in some ways. I have that love-hate relationship with summer. And the love part comes from, I think it's nostalgia. I had a great childhood. Summer meant going to the pool and really just hanging out, riding bikes, having fun. Then as I grew up to an adult and I was working in corporate, I'd had lots of vacation time. We would go to the beach. We would have so much fun. I mean, give me a good whiff of spray tan lotion, right? Or sunblock. Give me a good whiff of that. And I am back transported to just some of the happiest times of my life. That's where the love part comes from. Now, the hate part comes mostly from the heat and humidity and what it does to my hair. Do you get this, right? Like summer, every time I go to do my hair, I'm struggling with it. I'm trying to get it to do something other than frizz and curl. But I also have this like little disdain for summer now because I am a business owner. And it's a little bit of FOMO because a lot of people are out there having fun, enjoying themselves, and I'm not. A lot of times I am just heads down working as if it just was another month of the year. But as I mentioned in the intro, we do have choices on how we manage our way through summer. And today we're going to explore three different options that are open to you to choose from. So let me give you just a really quick little snippet on each one, and then we'll take a deeper dive into them. Now, approach number one, I would call this putting your business into neutral, right? So you're not stopping completely, but you do have this kind of kickback, relaxed vibe going on. You might even put up a be back in the fall sign as far as front-facing or publicity, you know, showing up as far as visibility goes. And as entrepreneurs, we do find ourselves a lot of times throughout the year caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, including our business and our personal lives. However, taking a break can be just what we need to recharge our batteries and reignite our creativity. Don't you find like when you're in hustle mode, when you're really putting the time in, really focused work, it is harder to be creative. So this first approach can bring you a little bit more creativity. Now, approach number two, if you want to contrast it against approach one, which was putting it into neutral, approach number two is let's go full steam ahead. Ignore that it's summer. And some entrepreneurs do choose to unwind during the summer, but others, they want to seize the opportunity to gain the competitive edge. You can buckle down and work harder while others are slowing down, and you can, in some ways, get ahead of the pack by doing that approach, right? So we'll explore the benefits and the challenges of adopting this full steam ahead approach during the summer. The third way that you can approach summer is what I would consider kind of the simmering the pot, or going into this place where you're not going into neutral all the way. You're not laying back completely, but you are doing some things that will help you get ready to explode in the fall. Because summertime is an ideal time to really do strategic planning and building partnerships and laying the groundwork for your future success. There's some things that you have to do from a strategic standpoint that are hard to do, or a little bit harder to do, when you're in the full-blown delivery mode of business. So our third approach, where we're simmering the pot as far as not pushing forward like we are in the second one, but we are really simmering ideas and projects that you're lining up so that you can set yourself up for a really explosive launch into the fall. So those are our three approaches that we're going to explore today. Each one has its own merits, but the key is to find the one that aligns with your goals and circumstances, because each approach fits a different phase of business better than others. So let's take a closer look at each approach and the factors you should be considering before you decide which one is the right one for you. Let's go back to approach number one, the kick back and relax to regenerate your creativity approach. There's a lot of different ways that you can really lean into this approach. I mean, really shut down, shut your business down, which is a little bit easier than shutting your mind down, but disconnecting from work, which allows your mind to wander. That's the name of the game in this particular approach. You know, it's almost like business is there. It's in the back of your mind. It's always just below the surface. But as you engage in things that you really enjoy, for instance, creative hobbies, you might be a painter, or you might like writing, or you might want to try other artistic endeavors to stimulate your imagination. You find that the creativity of these activities will bring to mind creative approaches for your business. So while it feels like you're completely going into neutral, it's always below the surface, and it is giving you opportunities to reflect and reassess the things that you are doing. You can use this time to evaluate where you are in your business, who you are as you do business, right? Who you are becoming as a person. And you identify areas for improvement, and you begin to kind of plant the seeds in your mind of fresh ideas, fresh approaches, fresh ways that you know you want to show up. While this approach may make some women's skin itch with fear of what they're missing out on, the true merit of kicking back and plugging and resting is that it is a relaxed state where you will have creative ideas that are frankly gated behind walls when we are in more of our typical get it done energy. I'm a really big fan of putting the business in neutral every once in a while, whether it be summertime or some other time of the year. But you do want to be prepared for the consequences, because what you're doing is you're really shutting down the pipeline to your business. And here's what I mean. If you think about sales, if you think about what you're doing to generate revenue, I think about a sales pipeline like running water. You turn the spigot, turn it on all the way, and man, the water can flow. But when you close the faucet, the water does stop running and nothing new is coming in or moving through that pipeline. So when you turn it back on in the fall, the flow will resume. That's the good news. But as long as you're prepared for the economic impact of that slowdown, it is an amazing way to spend your summer. But you do have to realize that it will slow your movement down. Sometimes you have to go slower to then make the progress that you're looking for. So there is definitely something that you have to think about when you think, I'm going to just shut it down. There is going to be a little bit of time for it to ramp back up. Now, if you're in a phase of your business where there's some natural momentum happening, this doesn't make as much of a difference to you. It may be easier for someone who's been in business 4 or 5 years to just shut it down and then bring it back up in the fall. If you're a brand new entrepreneur and your pipeline is thin and you're really working to build a solid audience and build momentum, this might not be the best approach for you for summertime. It's totally up to you. There are consequences of of this particular approach. And one of them is a little bit of a slowdown in revenue for a little while if you're new in business. So that's one thing you want to think about when you think about the first approach, which is putting your business in neutral. All right. The second approach that you can take is the absolute opposite of that. And that's called playing full out, pedal to the metal, and ignore that it's summer. This was my preferred method for many, many years. I don't know. I'm kind of a type A person. When I started my business, I really had a very clear vision and goals, and I didn't want anything to stop me or slow me down. So I looked at summer months as just another month. Biz as usual, you know. There was a natural slowdown of client work in the summertime, right? So there might not be as many people out there in buying mode in the summertime, but there is enough because I saw this time for me to be out there when others weren't. And I was able to capitalize on that kind of audience that's available. There's always been more than enough people to work with. No matter what time of year, there's always people out there. So for me, keeping the momentum going was definitely something that I felt was the right thing to do at the time, at the season of business that I was in. I was capitalizing on the slowdown for other people and doubling down on my marketing. I was launching new campaigns and engaging with customers and just having a really good time. So it's not as bad as it sounds working through the summer. It really can be fun. And I did find that I was able to delegate a lot of things, non-core tasks that freed up some time for me. So I, in essence, spent more time client facing, less time back office and developing, and enjoyed the time of year where I was able to have a lot of clients that I loved working with and had a lot of fun. So that's the second approach. You can still go full out, enjoy yourself, and reorganize how you spend your time so that you do keep the momentum going in your business. Approach number three. So approach number three is somewhere between those first two. Whether you're, instead of putting it in neutral or going all out, I call this simmering the pot so that you can get ready to explode in fall. So here's the thing about simmering. It gives you a lot of time for strategic planning. I think that if you're delivering just enough client work, you're keeping your best clients on board, you're having fun with the ones you have, but you're giving yourself enough time for strategic planning, for networking and building relationships, going to conferences and doing things that are fun with people, connecting with partners, laying the groundwork for future collaborations. It is all about using the time in the summer for, I call, a relationship building time. It is a beautiful way to be able to keep the business moving forward in just a little bit of a different way than status quo you would during the rest of the time of year. You can do a lot of things around streamlining your operations, bringing on new people, just a vision of where the business is going in a go forward kind of a way. It is so much fun to use the summer to do your best work, enjoy the clients you like working with, and do strategic planning on the other side of the handle. So it is a fun time of year, and it's one that does definitely set you up for success in the fall. This is the way I'm approaching this summer myself. I've got some clients that I just love working with. I've put my Success Collaborative kind of on hiatus until September. I've got a bunch of clients that I love doing work with. I'm going to keep working with them one-on-one and in some smaller activities. I have a small workshop that I'll be doing once a week with them. Not a workshop. It's not a workshop. It's a opportunity, like a co-working space that I'm opening up where we can all come together and just be working on what it is that we are focusing on, especially around strategic planning, and move that needle forward just a little bit. So it's an accountability group and it's a get it done kind of co-working space. And I'm really excited about that opportunity. So doing things a little bit differently so that when fall comes, you are really ready for almost anything that could come up. I love being an entrepreneur. I just couldn't imagine going back into a world where someone told me what to do and told me what my goals were and managed me and evaluated me. No, thank you. I love being an entrepreneur where I can set the course for myself, decide how I want to spend my time, and be creative and really make a difference in the lives of the clients that I work with. So regardless of what approach you choose, just keep in mind that you want to do what you love and you want to do it the way that it feels good to you, and you don't want to worry about what people think of you. Now, don't neglect your well-being or your personal life either. Even if you are choosing to work hard this summer, it's really important to maintain a healthy work-life, I hate the word balance, but give and take. Oh, that's the word. A healthy work-life give and take, especially during the summertime. Give yourself a break and go out and enjoy the pool, enjoy the freedoms that you have, and then decide how you want to spend the rest of your time so that it honors you and it honors your business, all right? So as we wrap up today, I want you to remember that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to success during the summer. There are so many things that you can do. It has to fit your unique journey as an entrepreneur. And it's really essential that you adapt these approaches to fit your circumstances. And as I mentioned, there are consequences to each choice you make. So make certain that you do it in a way that is consciously choosing how you want to spend your time. All right? So that's it for today's episode. It's a short one, but I think it's a good one. I love having you here at Unstoppable Women in Business podcast. We hope you found these insights or the thoughts valuable and inspiring so that you can make the most of this season. Remember, whether you choose to kick back and relax, go full throttle, or simmer the pot and get ready to explode and fall, I'm here. I'm here to support you every step of the way. So go forth. Have fun, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. Okay, well, I hope you found that to be very useful. And if you did, can I ask you a favor? Would you mind popping in a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you enjoy listening on? It really does help people find the podcast easier and have access to this information as well. I'd love to get to know you more. If there's anything I can do to support you, it would be fun to just explore around and see what that might be. Check out my website at unstoppablewomeninbusiness.com. Until then, have a great day and talk soon.